This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Feels like coming home, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye, everybody that is off camera.
Au revoir.
Right now.
I love how people come into this office for approximately 2 hours and then fly back to some cool destination. Meanwhile, you
Vegas,
and I,
baby.
We never get to go anywhere.
No,
nobody wants
We're
us anywhere.
We are landlocked. Here in our spaceship.
We have to do all the shows that nobody else wants to do. That only we
do
could
this.
Do. Oh, no, I'm just.
No one else is capable of exploring the internet like I, Tim Geddes, and
right.
he, Nick Scarpino,
that's
aka
right.
the Internet Explorers.
There
How do you spell that, Nick?
With a Z.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's always sexier with
the
Z.
It's sexier with the Z. Even the word sexy. Where would you put the Z in sexy if you had?
Where the X should go, or you could spell sexy with triple X. That's what I would say.
That's good too.
Man, I'll tell you one thing right now.
What are you going to tell me, Nick?
I had a great weekend. On Saturday. Remember that we're doing In Review tomorrow for continuing the Fast series, and sat down and watched a little movie called Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was a hit, a hit among
what
hits.
What I want to do for tomorrow's show, maybe for next week, is track the sweat level of The Rock throughout
Fast Five. I think
Five
is the peak.
No, I just meant like I want to go back
movie.
And rewatch it, and moment for moment. I want to track how sweaty The Rock is at any given time.
He starts off
he starts
pretty,
glistening.
Pretty sweaty, yeah.
And then the next thing you see, we see him in after he's running in Brazil, and he is saturated. He is literally dripping sweat. Everyone else in the scene, a little bit of sweat.
They're fine.
But to The Rock, they were like, no, The Rock has to work five times harder than everyone else.
Harder,
so he should
smarter,
be five times
faster,
sweaty.
Higher.
Oh, my God. What a movie.
What a movie. What Can't a movie. Wait. That is Kind of Funny in Review tomorrow, 11 a.m. on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. But this is Internet Explorers each and every week on Monday at 11 a.m. twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames.
You got it.
You can find me and Nick exploring the internet, watching fun clips, things that I want to show Nick, stuff that Nick wants to show me, stuff that you want to show us. It's kind of a smorgasbord, if you will, internet content.
I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, it's Monday. We got a long thing to do. But then I realized the first thing I had to do was Internet Explorers. And I was like, well, it can't be all bad.
Yeah.
It can't be all bad.
Today was the first day that I didn't prep the show the night before.
Yeah.
So I had to wake up at 8 a.m. to prep.
Brutal.
It. Didn't
that
feel
sucks.
Good about that. Didn't feel good about that. But you know what? We got a good show planned for you today. You can get the show later on youtube.com/kindoffunny if you'd like, or on podcast services around the globe. If you want to get the show ad free, you can get it on patreon.com/kindoffunny. And also, you get to submit your fun clips to us if you are a bronze member or above. If you have Amazon Prime, that's right. That means you have Twitch Prime. Every month, you get a free Twitch subscription to give away to somebody, and you should give it to us because we deserve it. We work hard day in, day out for your enjoyment. Is that right, Nick?
That's 100% right, ladies and gentlemen.
You get emotes and all that stuff, too. It's cool.
We're having a blast. I'm looking at the chat right now and seeing a lot of people were just saying some fun stuff. I just said, ciao, everybody, and no one has seen it yet.
No one's seen it yet?
Oh, hi, says Lexi Gunner.
Oh,
hey, what's
hi,
up,
Lexi?
Hey, what's up, Amy Gels? What's up, Robin_GL? Missing all those president pictures. It's all gooch. We'll figure out
gooch.
A way to get that back in the day. How was your weekend?
My weekend was the best weekend I've had, I want to say, in years.
Just because you got to sleep the entire time?
I got to sleep a lot. I got to play Kingdom Hearts at my leisure. There was no pressure to have it beat or whatever. I wanted to have it beat by last Thursday so we could do Gamescast.
Yeah.
I missed that deadline.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, oh.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Now you can
like,
just
I
play
have,
it for the
I
rest of your life.
I beat it. It was a fantastic
Lovely.
End.
Lovely.
We got to watch Fast Five.
Yeah.
Went for some nice meals.
Man, I'll tell you what. I haven't.
It was just good.
You know I make fun of you guys when I don't understand things you're talking about, right? That's just my, that's what I do. You had Dornbush in the office the other day and you two talking
Belinda.
About.
What's was the, oh, Belinda was the
well,
one.
That's,
where,
that's what it was. It was Belinda. And you two nerds talking about your fucking Kingdom Hearts. Oh, my God. You get the Frozen Land. Did you do the Frozen Land yet? Did Olaf come and give you the special secret surprise?
Yeah.
You nerds.
Oh, literally, me and Belinda there having a great conversation that sounded nothing like that. And Nick does this. Nick's just sitting there in his shame and agony.
I got a keyblade or something for Olaf's frozen face.
Olaf? Oh, it's going to be a good show.
You know, one day, here's what my ultimate goal in life is to get, at some point, not tell you. either hella into Kingdom Hearts or hella into Pokemon. Like, I think, and I, just not tell you, and just pull out some knowledge on you.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, because every once in a while I'll say something, you're like, wait, Nick actually knows about this? My, this is like,
it's weird.
It's like when the AI becomes sentient, you're like, oh, this is the beginning of the end. This is nothing good.
That is true.
And then you have to not like that thing anymore because I've ruined it for everyone forever.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it, man.
I bet good money that the day never comes.
That day
that I get into Pokemon?
No, Nick's done that shit before. Like, I think WWE was one of the first times we started talking about, like, you're like, oh, yeah, Brock Lesnar, whatever. And you, like, actually had an investment in him as a character, a person. I'm like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, mostly because of the UFC.
I had a weird dream about Brock Lesnar a couple nights ago.
You mean like a nightmare?
Like
Brock Lesnar is a terrifying human being.
I saw there was a picture. It was a nightmare. There was a picture going around of his teeth. Don't Google Brock Lesnar's teeth. Oh, I'm telling you that. No,
Kevin,
don't
Google Brock Lesnar's teeth.
It's really, really disturbing and scary. All right, Kevin, do it.
Let's go, Kevin.
Let's go. We're the internet.
Does he just have mashed up teeth?
They're just, yeah, dude. They're, yeah.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't know why I said thank you, but
oh my like, god,
what the fuck's happening, man?
I think they're dead.
This gives me like
that's weird.
A lot of issues in my life.
It's making me very uncomfortable.
That's really don't fucking. Like that's crazy.
I think it's because of his mouth guards and how much.
Yeah, I mean he's been a wrestler for so long that you feel he probably just gnashed the bottom teeth down. But Jesus Christ, they're just. God.
Andy Cortez just walked
that's
in the
not
room,
good.
Just like looking like fucking Pulp Fiction. The what's his name? Someone help me here.
Fuck yeah, the guy.
John Travolta. Looking like John Travolta, just like.
I thought Joey and Barrett, they were just here.
Yeah, now they're gone. Oh, man. A little housekeeping for you.
I missed Andy. Andy hit me up over the weekend and was like.
Apex Legends, bro?
He's like, yo, you want to hit some Apex? And I was like, I do. I couldn't get around to it because I was playing a different game. But it was heartbreaking to have to tell him no. I didn't actually tell him no. I just said, yeah, dude, I'll totally hit you up. And then just didn't hit him up. So I feel like that's easier, like soften the blow, ghost on him a little bit. That's
ghost good. On.
Anyway, sorry, bit. Housekeeping stuff.
So instead he was just sitting there waiting for you to hit him up.
I just imagine he was there sitting silently waiting for us.
Do your little Andy. Yeah, there you go. Nick's Andy impression kills me.
It's just a pomegranate.
But like with the hands, though. Yeah.
I'll never forget. We were in, where the fuck were we? Was it LA, I think, for the...
One of my favorite things about Nick Scarpino is when he starts sentences. I'll never forget. Wait, where were we?
Yeah, no. I think it was a Let's Play Spring Break, and we stayed in that big house. And Andy showers at night, so I've never seen Andy with his hair down.
Yeah,
he came out of the shower and his hair was just down. Same hair, just down. Yeah. And he just came and he sat on the couch and we were all watching American Vandal. And he just came, like there's the TV, and for some reason he came. He just sat and he just stared at the corner.
Yeah,
and I was like, is the dog seeing ghosts? Is that what's happening?
Oh, man. You'll be able to see Andy in real life if you go to kindoffunny.com/events. We're doing a world tour of meet and greets. Next up, this weekend, Sunday, February 17th, in my backyard of San Francisco, Triple Voodoo Brewery, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., followed by Nick doing a stand-up show at
this
Cobb's Comedy Club.
This is going to be a blast. We have a great lineup of comics. It is a competition, so if you guys are thinking, hey, it's Sunday night and it's God's Day, I should rest, don't. You got to come out. Come have another cocktail. I'll be there. We got a bunch of great comics. Starts at 8 p.m. You can go over to kindoffunny.com/events and there's the ticket thing right there. So you guys can go right to it. Let's pack this motherfucker out. Let's pack it out. I promise I'll be funny for you. If not, I'll take some of my clothing off.
Will you do that? I don't know.
No, it's illegal.
That.
They told me to stop doing that.
And the next up, kindoffunny.com/store. You can get this shirt I'm wearing right now. The Games Daily shirt. Look at it. It's right there.
There it is.
It's on Chad.
Look at it.
Oh, it's in all sizes.
Yeah, all sizes available.
They packed
it's a rarity. Out. A rarity here.
I'm very excited about that. But you can also get, obviously, kind of the funny. Party Mode shirt and the Kind of Funny Sideprint shirt. The Party Mode shirt, that new arcade Party Mode shirt, is amazing. And Andy did a great job. We should probably not fire him.
And sorry, real quick, going back to the events page, Kevin, if you could do that. We have some breaking news coming in from one Joey Noel. Kansas City and New York have details for their meet and greets. Kansas City, Saturday, March 30th at 8 p.m. at the Flying Saucer Draft Emporium. We did a full buyout of the venue.
I was like,
so it's going to be open until 1 a.m.
Is this
kind of
updated
funny
on
friends.
The events page?
No, but it will be.
Okay.
It will be, because this is the breaking news we're getting. And then New York City, Saturday, April 6th at 3 p.m. at Ease Bar, Morningside Heights. It's all ages until 6 p.m. It's fun. Fun for everyone.
We will get the events page updated for anyone who missed that and doesn't feel like scrolling back on this video on YouTube. That'll be all there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a blast. Man, I'm telling you, looking forward to all that. Looking forward to all that.
Very excited.
All that in a basket of chips.
I don't know if we figured out.
I mean, obviously I'm going.
Yeah. So.
We can confirm that Chris Nick and Greg are going to
all of these. Yeah, we just have to figure out correct. How
Tim, Nick, and Greg are going to all of these.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be going, but we have to figure out who the additional cast members who are going to go to this stuff is, and that's largely based on
cast members.
Yeah,
it's what we is, baby.
It's like that. We're like you know how Disney calls all their workers cast members, even though they sell churros and are just a useless.
Sell churros.
They're just a useless part of the whole thing.
We're the cast members.
We are the cast members.
Speaking of cast members, I want to give a shout out to our Patreon producers. Trevor Starkey, David Mintel, Panzer, Jeremy Goldman, Drew Emmy, Kurish Jozavi, and James Davis. Thank you all for helping make this show happen, baby. Nick?
Yes.
You ready to get into some more fun stuff?
Yeah, let's go. What's going on with Debatable? Oh, John was here. That's cool.
Sir John Ace himself.
Sir, is he knighted now?
Is he?
Is he knighted?
That's what the word on the street is.
Has he been knighted by the queen, mom?
Kevin, why,
the queen
why
mom?
Is there a little green going on in the thumb in the lower thirds?
Unfortunately, that is as good as it can key.
That's every lower third we ever do.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't like that. Anyways, we did a great episode of Debatable, my first appearance on the show with Jonathan Dornbush, and of course, Johnny Ace was the host. We were doing our favorite Disney Channel original movies. This is an episode that resonated very hard with a core group of people.
A very hardcore group of people, I can only imagine.
There's a lot of love out there.
Yeah.
In the heart of
the city. Oh, look, Ace brought his own Red Bull that he had to run to Walgreens to 5 minutes before filming because he forgot about it. And I hear he runs fast, though. He does run fast.
The Ace.
Man, I'll tell you who doesn't run fast. The people who work at Walgreens. They're in no hurry ever.
No,
they don't give a fuck.
They don't give
Look at this show. Looks
any,
great.
Any
look at Dornbush with that crushed velvet blazer.
Gotta love him.
Andy, you need that blazer.
Jay Bush.
Call it. I don't. I don't care.
Yeah, go for it.
Have you been on one of our pieces of content before?
Hey, what's up? You just wanted to do that? No, there's a. I'm gonna get the Fast and Furious.
Oh, Andy, okay. You know, it'd be real cool if you brought me a bowl of goldfish. That'd be real cool.
Okay.
That'd be real cool.
Okay.
Man.
In other news,
don't fuck up the walls.
It's only 165 days until Hobbs and Shaw is in theaters.
God, the
Hobbs and Shaw pick of the week is there. You can see it.
So here's the deal about this. Obviously, we'll talk about this tomorrow on In Review.
Mm-hmm.
Fast Five arguably is where the Fast movies really, really kind of come together in the modern iteration of what we know, right? We see a large component of the team and the family.
It's the debut of the family.
Well, for nothing else, the cast that is going to then hold this series for the next four films, presumably, right? You feel like Fast 9 is going to have a lot of people in it that were in Fast 8 and Fast 7, minus, of course, what's his name? Blue Eyes. But what's amazing about this is I'm sitting here watching this with my wife. And she goes, she's watching The Rock and she's like, I can't believe how straight The Rock is playing it in Fast Five.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I like him a lot better when he's fun.
Yeah, me too.
And she's like, I saw that Hobbs and Shaw trailer and it just looks fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, they figured it out.
It's because he's the bad guy in Five.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
From six on,
he's one of the good guys.
He's the antagonist for sure. And I feel like they gave him the direction of like, you have to be the hard ass. Like, he talks in all these ridiculous adages the entire time. Like, yeah. The amount of times he talks to someone.
Steak. Give me the veggies.
Yeah. The amount of times he's talking to someone, but like looking at someone, but talking to someone else, but like staring intently into that person's eyes is ridiculous in this.
I love it, man.
Also, there's a lot of moments in Fast Five where I think the direction was just look at each other with a goofy look. Because, like, Vin Diesel doesn't know how to smile. He's like, the entire time. And they're like, are you smiling or angry, Vin? Vin, pick one. Vin, you can't do both of the same. Like, he does, it's just his brain locks and he's just angry and smiling. God bless him.
165 days until Hobbs and Shaw. Very excited. Now it's time for a section I like to call Tim Wants to Show Nick Stuff. First off, our boy Kebabs. You might know him from Kind of Funny Games Daily, a frequent writer-inner of You're Wrong, etc., etc. He put together the Kind of Funny Original Best Friends Soundtrack Special Bongoed Edition.
Excellent.
There's a whole playlist he put on YouTube. You can find this by going to the Kind of Funny Reddit and looking for it. Pretty much he gathered all of the songs we've ever used for anything Kind of Funny related and put them all together in one playlist. Kevin, can you go to the next tab?
Yeah.
I want to give a special shout out to the album art that he had commissioned for it. It's beautiful. It's a thing of beauty for sure. Really, and he sent us a physical copy of this, which
I'm always
nice.
Glad when someone can nail my hairline.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. It's accurate. I don't like to be anything more than just accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I love Kevin in the middle.
Which one's? Oh my God. Kevin looks like the fucking school art teacher who just wants to be your friend. Like, doesn't actually want to teach you anything. He just wants to tell you about his weekend where he went to, like, LARPing. He wore like, Birkenstocks and just the LARPed case. The whole time.
I love it.
Not the case.
I
love
like, it. He's wearing shorts. You're like, have you had those shorts since college? Are those plaid shorts still
just
around?
Any chance to insult me?
Any chance.
No,
any
I'm not. Single- so, I'm insulting you. I'm. This is what this version of you looks like.
Any chance.
If
we had told you that was Andy, you just would have gone, moved
no,
on.
No, Andy looks
me.
Dope as shit on the bottom right. Andy's the one that looks fucking cool. Tim and Andy look amazing.
It's great.
Kubek looks like he does. He works on the plane, though.
Why?
He doesn't fly it. He just works on the
Why
plane.
Why am I just wearing cool. a shirt? Everyone else gets cool ass fucking.
Because you're the fucking therapist that's going to. Like, when we all go do the cool shit, you're the one we talk to, and you're like, hey, man, I just want to be a friend. Let's go LARPing together. Have you heard Lord of the Rings?
Have you heard
the sweet word of Jesus?
Oh, man. Next up, Thor is a goofy dad.
Dude, this blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
First off, the realization that the woman from Fast Five is his wife.
Elena from Fast Five is Thor's wife. I found this out 5 minutes ago because Joey told me. Yep. And here she is. This gif is amazing. First off,
adorable
Chris Hemsworth,
children.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Getting it. Second off, I love her commitment to holding the wine while jump roping.
That's some G-ass shit right there.
That's a professional move.
He's so jacked. He is so fucking jacked still. Look at
he
him.
Is. Good for him.
No, that was hilarious. My wife saw her name pop up. She's like, oh, I know that name. Isn't she married to Hemsworth? I'm like, no.
No way.
I'm like, the world's not that perfect. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yeah.
There's no fucking way that two people that beautiful could actually get together. And then I Google pictures of them. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. They're so a very creepy. Hot couple. And this means,
adorable
I mean, family. It doesn't mean shit. But like in my head, this means that one day Chris Hemsworth might end up in the Fast and the Furious.
Maybe. Is she still?
Let's go.
Well, we're not gonna. We're not gonna spoil them for future ones, but I can't remember her character. Her character?
Next up, so my sister broke her iPad like a month ago, and we just found the video that showed how it happened.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
That's the best.
Like it's the little things in life, you know.
Why am I not getting any audio?
Why would she still? It's coming.
There's audio.
Why would she still? Post this? Like, where did you get that? Oh, it must have been on the iPad?
Yeah, and I think that the adults posted
it.
Oh,
my God. That's so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
What is she trying to do? It just cracked the screen. Did it crack the screen? Probably. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. Poor girl. You remember that when you were a kid? You just freak out. You don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
You super glue it, and you're like, it's fine. I don't know what happened. Like, this thing is unusable now.
Next one. This is one of those videos where I'm like, it's not that funny. But then it made me chuckle eventually, where I was just like, the words they add to it, they're funny.
These robots terrify me.
Give me one second before we do that. The audio's not coming through the right place.
Cool.
I'll tell you one thing right now. Every
audio.
Once in a while, you see videos of like these advanced robotic firms making robots, and I'm like, why are you doing this?
Just stop.
They're going to kill us.
Yeah.
You're making our future fucking demise. That's what you're doing. Fucking Skynet. It's always nerds that grew up on Terminator are like, we can make this a reality. I'm like, why would you make it a reality?
Just
don't do it.
Don't do that.
Make a fucking, here's what you want to do.
Make something cool a reality.
You want to do, Pokemon. You want to make something cool that's a robot? Make BB-8. That's what we need. We need BB-8 going around.
Everywhere.
You see that? You're like, I'm going to fucking kick that little trash bucket.
Yeah.
I think it's ready.
Cool.
Okay, let's watch it.
Ah, here we go. Another day at the lab, dude. Just got to open this fucking door. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, the standard door handle. Hey, what are you doing, Carl? Let go, dude! I'm trying to open the door! Fuck! Carl! Fuck! Dude, stop! Seriously, let me just get this thing up. Don't try to shut the fucking door, Carl, dude! I'm trying to kill the human!
Carlton?
Let me just get this shit. Fuck, dude! Let me use my snake robot arm and just slide it open. Stop it, dude! No, don't pull on my string! My ass! Dude, stop it! Carl, stop, dude! Seriously! Such a dick!
Why does it have a string?
You pull off my ass and now I gotta reset and shit, dude. Fuck! God damn it. What is it? Okay, we got the standard handle. Let me just scoot a little bit closer here. Clamping. There we are.
This is terrifying.
Carl, stay the fuck away from me, dude. Okay. Here we go. Let me just get my snake arm around there. Carl, don't you dare come fucking near me, dude, you fucking asshole. I'm going to kill humans, and you might be first, dude.
That was amazing.
It was good. I think the moment he said Carlton is what really got
Carlton,
me.
Carlton, yeah. I also respect the fact that they were like, let's make a dog robot with a fucking arm for a head.
Yeah.
Terrifying. It what is wrong with you useful. People?
Function has, over
it
function.
It has a camera on its chest.
Yeah, but you want to see you want to see the most terrifying sight before you die? It's that thing killing you. It's that thing standing on top of your fucking chest and your last breath, it just squeezing the last breath out of you with its robot fucking arm face.
Robot arm face.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Incredibly accurate. Next up, this is kind of a cool update to a tried but true kind of funny moment in time of Chris
D'Elia.
Oh my
God, he retweeted him?
Eminem himself quote tweeted or shared the Chris D'Elia making fun of Eminem thing, saying this is incredible. For a second, I actually thought it was me. This means that we're one step closer to a parody video of the two of them together.
Dude.
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Kevin, please hit play.
With audio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm playing in a hand trick with Danica Patrick. I'm saying an accent. Nick Cannon's fantastic.
Also, why does he have so much shit in his garage?
Because he has to rap about it.
Designs and foxes. Designs and foxes. While I'm listening to the loxes. A whole bunch of boxes. Right in my garage with a bunch of large cars inside of the porch. A bunch of my cars in a large garage.
All right,
we can move on.
God bless him.
I love it so much.
Castilia's great. And you know what? Good for Eminem for just being like, people, this is great.
Yeah.
Take a joke.
It's just great.
There was a time in Eminem's life when I don't think he would have reacted this positively to criticism.
Yeah,
but
here
I think
he is. A fucking 78-year-old man.
He's 87 years old, still dying his hair. And God bless him. Mm-hmm. God bless him.
This piece of art from Thomas Dienger is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
It's crazy that people make this much art for Kevin.
Illusion.
It's weird that they make this art of Kevin. Out of baby doll heads. But it kind of, it fits though, right?
Yeah.
This is terrifying.
Isn't it terrifying?
The video should start there. That's where I saw it. And then there it is.
Oh my God. They nailed your face though, Kev.
Wait, why does it look like him with blue eyes though?
It's Kevin. Is this not Kevin?
No.
Or is it supposed to be Jesus instead? Because they nailed Kevin's face. It's either Kevin or, no, it's just Kevin.
Oh, this ruins the reveal, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
People haven't seen it yet. They haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Here
I love ready, people. Wow, they nailed that. They really nailed that. Why does it look like Willem Dafoe? That's the craziest part. It's like, I didn't realize Willem Dafoe looks exactly like Chris Evans, but with one wonky eye.
There was one before this.
Was there?
Bum, 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 bum. All
right, give me 2 seconds.
Take
it's
it.
Baby Maybe is the name of it.
Baby Maybe. Oh, I see it.
Don't talk to me, people.
So here's the thing with this one is it's long. It's a 2 minute video, but this shit fucking gets me, man.
All right. But I'll tell you, but it's still a great firewall of Kevin's in effect. If this sucks, Kevin's going to give you shit for it.
You can skip forward a bit. So all you need to know about the beginning of it is there's this baby next to the other baby.
Right,
okay.
Baby.
The camera guy is like, why are you sad? She's not sad until he says that. Then she starts crying because that's how kids are.
Yeah.
But it's yeah. From about there on, we're good.
What do you want to cheer you up? Some food and some music, you said? And what kind of music you want to listen to?
Fraggle Rock has music.
Oh, you want to watch Fraggle Rock?
Yeah, that has music.
You want to watch Fraggle Rock and have a snack?
Yeah, Fraggle Rock has music. It sings. The music is before it starts.
Okay.
So oh my God, this kid's so cute. Happy maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. It's manipulative as what this kid is.
Maybe a snack?
Yeah, maybe.
That'll make you feel happy too?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe a peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah! She's so cute.
You can surprise me, whatever you want me to have.
Okay. I'll try to make you happy, okay?
Okay.
Women. goodness gracious.
It's not over yet. It's not over.
Is that his son? That was his little baby.
That was the other one.
He's just chewing on an orange. God bless it.
How do you feel?
Happy.
Aww. Happy.
That's it. So I love it so much because it's just proof that kids can only focus on one thing at a time.
Man.
She's not sad until he says, Are you sad? Yeah. And then she goes, yeah, I am. Starts crying.
Yeah.
He goes, what's wrong? And every single step of the way, what'll make you happy? I don't know. Food and music.
Yeah.
And then what music? What do you want? And then she has to, you see her stop. She stops crying and has to think about it. What has music? And she goes, Fraggle Rock. And she starts talking about Fraggle Rock. Then she has to convince herself. She's like, yeah, they sing. There's music.
Yeah.
The music's in the beginning.
Yeah. Fraggle Rock and a sandwich does sound good.
The whole time, man. These little kids, man, they'll manipulate the situation.
I love it, man.
It's times like this that I have to stop and ask myself the hard questions. And the hard question today is, am I a child? Because that is exactly how I act all the time.
100%.
Maybe.
I just convince myself I'm happy and sad sometimes. And that's the way it goes.
Did you ever get those goldfishes?
No, you know what, Kevin? Good point. No, I didn't get the goldfish. Because Andy probably got distracted by the two beautiful human beings who were in the back. Oh, Troy and Nolan are here. They're so gorgeous.
How do you feel about that? Are you sad?
How do I feel? Yeah.
You want to surprise me? Maybe.
Tell you what, it would make me happy right now if Andy got off his fucking duff and brought me some goddamn goldfish.
That's a nicer way to ask him that, Nick.
I already asked him it, and he came in. He's like, yeah. I think he's just pissed that I wouldn't play Apex.
So here's the thing. That video was, I mean, like, it's funny, but it's like not like laugh out loud funny. It's more like adorable and whatever. But I was like, I want to make sure that in case that one didn't hit with Nick, and I'm happy that it did, that I had something else for you with babies.
Give it to me. Oh my god, I love this. I love when they make them poofy like that.
Nope.
That just smeesh smeesh.
I love it. I want a onesie like that for everyone. What's he going? What are you doing?
Oh my god.
They're awful.
Man, can we see it again?
Just what kids do. They're designed with thick skulls for a reason.
They don't have thick skulls.
They're designed with smushy skulls for a reason.
There you go. They do have mushy skulls. Whoa, this one worked.
Oh my god, that was so fucking funny.
What's happening here?
The conk that it makes.
Gone. Like you have to think that kids are probably concussing themselves multiple times before they're even like 2 years old. Oh, this is hilarious. We need that. Yeah, there we go. Get that ball. You gonna sit?
Bella.
Nope.
Oh! She's so compact.
Just
all head. Eagle. Just all the weight is in her cranium. The poor little girl. That was the cutest thing ever.
Oh, man. So fucking funny. And then the next one, I named this one Puppy Love. A puppy was having a bad dream.
Oh, I don't like when they have bad dreams.
And then her sister came to help.
Let's watch.
Oh.
Internet
issues. The internet's so hard to explore sometimes.
What is happening?
I don't know. There we go.
Is that just the nicest
thing? That is the cutest thing ever. Well, first off, you got me with the basket full of wiener dogs.
I just love it.
That was adorable.
And then... I named this one graphic design. It's important to hire people that understand design principles. Otherwise, you risk undermining your message.
Wow. Wow.
So good.
This was a poor choice of font coloring for the police department of where that Montgomery?
What?
Where's what is this?
Police Montgomery.
ISO? I don't know what that is. I can't see that far. This is hilarious for audio listeners if you're listening to this. Weird show to listen to on audio, but... There's a police officer standing in front of the sign that says honor, integrity, trust, and transparency, and all of that is redacted. it's all just stricken so through. That is fucking hilarious. How did no one think that?
I don't know.
No one looked at that and was like, this looks a little like we're being sarcastic.
This is really bad.
Also, shout out to the KFAF walls they have there. Appreciate that.
And then one of the final things that I wanted to show you is the Captain Marvel website, Nick.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
They made the site in the style of a 90s website.
Yeah, they did.
And it's just fucking
Was that
banned.
Carrie Fisher that popped up in the bottom left-hand corner?
No, the scroll lady.
It's the old lady that she punches in the trailer.
Oh, I thought it was Carrie Fisher.
But you gotta let's explore this a little bit, Kev. Is there music? God.
There's no music.
Even if you click the
That's amazing. You can punch her in the face.
There was music when I punched her.
What happens when you click watch trailer? Does it open up a window?
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome. Yes. This real is player. Fucking awesome.
Punch her again.
That's a Twitter thread.
Oh shit, punch sorry. That, punch she's that, quick, man.
Punch that old chick right in the face. Yeah. Scroller human.
What do you think?
Human.
Human.
Oh shit.
Wrong. Wow. Well, spoilers.
Got her.
Got her.
This is a great idea.
Scroller human.
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 There we go.
Scroll for sure. Look at the eyes. She's got the guilty eyes.
Uh-oh.
Well, I can't help. Punch her.
Damn it.
Kevin, faster. Wow, what a great idea. What a fun, great idea for this.
Yeah.
And I'm a little disappointed that we didn't make kindoffunny.com look like
this. Look like this?
Yeah.
We still can.
Yeah. We probably still could. Yeah. That's true.
This is great, though. I love the commitment to it. Do you remember this, though?
Like, yeah,
this,
no. This I mean, reality. There are still sites that you come across every once in a while that look like
the
this.
Angel
like,
Fire
how
site.
Is this even possible?
I
this was.
Hero.
One of the reasons why I stayed away from MySpace for so long was because I used to go to people's back and they'd have these
they
shitty backgrounds.
Like this, yeah.
And you're like, I can't focus on anything. This is psychotic.
Like old school GIFs, like with the info and stuff.
Oh my God. This is amazing.
Go up.
This is a great idea. What's in guest book? Oh, play the game. Let's play the game.
Play what game?
This is play the game. Oh, it's that stupid game. We already played it.
We already played it. We won. Oh, and lost at the same time.
This is bus is full of scrolls.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't even know who they're trying to focus on.
Go back up to the top. Click on Nick Fury.
Top secret. That's awesome.
The fucking cat.
That is amazing. I also just respect the fact that they were like, well, that's the end of the image, so we'll just cut the cat's ass off. It just has no hind legs.
Did you notice that when the lady comes up, like the PNG is really shittily cut out?
Of course.
Really good.
Where is she?
Of course.
Come it's back, tiny. Old lady.
This must have been so much fun for them to make.
Yeah.
And by them, I mean one
dude.
Probably, I have to imagine,
3 years.
55-year-old man who hasn't designed a website since the 90s.
I love punching her. You know?
The Kevin Coelho
and
story.
Go back to the main page or top. The top superhero trading cards. What's that?
I'm going to Slack Andy real quick.
It's not.
No,
cool.
It's just... Let's just add. Okay, cool. We're done with this. Moving on. Where are we at, Kev, with the stopwatch? Okay, cool.
Dear Andy, what's up with those goldfish? Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Nick.
I'm going to do the ad, Kevin.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Internet Explorers is brought to you by Mint Mobile. There are a lot of things in life that aren't right. Carpets and showers, eating dip with your fingers, chunky style milk, playing too much for your phone bill. That shit ain't right. But thanks to Mint Mobile, you don't have to overpay for wireless anymore. They reimagined the wireless shopping experience and made it easy and online only, which means they can pass significant savings directly to you. And for a limited time, they're offering 2 months free when you buy your first month. That's $20 for a total of 3 months of wireless. My mom is switching over to Mint. It's going to save her $20 a month, which is great for me because that stuff it adds up quick.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is like getting it half off. It's fantastic. This amazing deal is only here for a limited time. $20 total gets you 3 months of wireless service with 8 gigabytes of 4G LTE data each month, plus unlimited nationwide talk and text. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan. You can keep your old phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Mint Mobile runs on the nation's fastest, most advanced LTE network. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of Mint Mobile's amazing deal before it's gone. Pay just $20 for your first month of wireless and get another 2 months free by going to mintmobile.com/morning. That's mintmobile.com/morning to get 3 months of premium wireless service for just $20. Mintmobile.com/morning.
Tell you what, those Mint Mobile people, best commercials in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Best ones.
Best
commercials. Did you see the Chunky Milk
too.
Super Bowl commercial? Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. I forget how it was set up, but they were like, it's basically one of those things where like some plans are wrong, as wrong as chunky milk. And then it cuts to another commercial in the commercial where they're like, it's like a family. And the mom's like, do you want normal milk or chunky milk? And the kid's like, oh, I want chunky milk. And the dad's like, I like chunky milk too. And they start pouring milk and it's just chunks. And at one point they cut to the dad and he's chewing the milk. It's like, this is good milk.
God.
It was hilarious. I was like, you got me, Mint Mobile. You got me. That was hilarious.
Now it's time for a section called Tim Wants to Show You Stuff.
Yeah.
Where every week I pick something that I think you guys should check out. It's the return of Patriot Act. Kevin, do you have this somewhere?
Yeah. Wait, what?
It's I think it's the YouTube there.
Oh, the Hasan Minhaj show.
Boom.
No,
I thought you meant the Patriot Act. I was like, I don't think we ever got rid of that. I was like, I think that's
the
still
show
in effect.
Patriot Act on Netflix has returned, and for some reason they continue to upload them entirely on YouTube. At the bottom right here, you can't see it because we're covering it. It says full episodes only on Netflix. That's not true. All the full episodes are on YouTube.
Fantastic.
So you don't even need Netflix
somebody
to watch this amazing,
super
amazing
fired
show.
That's awesome.
But I've been loving this every week that comes out. They've been on hiatus for the last month and a half through the holidays, making an amazing return.
Dude, his set is so cool.
The set's so cool. His jacket's so cool.
His
commentary,
amazing.
So cool. Hair, very cool. Yeah. Anyway, I highly recommend it. I've told you guys to watch it before, and everybody that has taken me up on that has tweeted at me and been like, you were right, Tim. You were right.
Tim
so,
was right.
Have you watched the show yet?
Not yet.
You got to watch it,
no,
man.
I'm
this
watching,
is a good one. This episode
I'll
is good.
I'll be honest with you. I'm watching season 3 of Elementary right okay. now. So I have three more seasons of that to go on Amazon Prime. And then it's actually not Amazon Prime. I'm straight up just buying the seasons now at this point for $30 a season. It's costing me a lot of money. But
yeah.
I like that Johnny Lee Miller. Been a fan of his ever since Hackers. And I'm sticking with him.
I bought Discovery this weekend.
What'd you think?
Enjoying it very much.
Yeah. Wait, you bought Discovery?
Yeah.
Or you bought CBS All Access?
I bought season one.
You can actually buy the seasons?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's like $32, but it's well worth it.
Yeah. Definitely worth it.
Yeah, it's like 50
I just watched, I think I saw a trailer for the second season. I'm like, I gotta start watching this season.
Yeah, when you get that login, let me know.
No, what'll happen is I'll just wait until I go on vacation at the end of the year and just watch it in whatever foreign country I'm at.
Damn it.
Because Netflix.
Last thing I want to say about Patriot Act is it's a fantastic show that I really hope you guys watch and support because it is one of the weird experimental weekly Netflix shows, and it's fantastic. And if enough people don't watch it, it will not get renewed.
That's fair.
It totally should get renewed. So go support good content because it is fantastic.
DJ Kento, where were you 2 weeks ago when I was talking about Elementary? You could have told me it was on Hulu. I had no idea, and I just spent $90 on it. So that's a big mistake on my part, but I will be watching the rest of the seasons on Hulu. I appreciate that. You just saved me a lot of money. How the hell am I supposed to? I checked Amazon and Netflix is not there, and I'm like, whatever, it's gone. It doesn't exist.
There's a website called Just Watch TV, and it'll tell you where everything is.
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'll just Google Just Watch TV,
or just go Google to that. Where can I watch blank? Right?
You know what's funny though? The reason why I thought it was because I was like, it was on Netflix in a different country, and I was like, oh, it's not on Netflix anymore. So I don't know. It's ease of use.
Can you come here, please?
Hey, man. Oh, you remembered. That's awesome that you remembered without me.
You slacked me.
Reminding you. Why is this bowl so cold?
He got off his duff, I think, is the wording you
Andy,
used
is
to
it,
get
is
you
there like a fish. Is it like a warmer bowl? This bowl's really cold.
It's time for your Facebook algorithm t-shirt. Bear, what you got for me today?
This week, I've got a very on-brand Persona 5 shirt. It's got Morgana, and it's like a French movie poster, which I don't understand completely why they decided to go this route. I think it might be because he's like a cat burglar type of thing. But yeah, this is the Phantom Thieves, I think, Chat Noir. And I wanted to address something, Tim, real quick, because I get a lot of people who are like, Barrett, where are you finding these shirts? I need a link to these shirts. 9 times out of 10, what makes this a Facebook algorithm shirt, so you click on it, and it's one of those like, hey, this is only up for 12 hours or whatever, so whatever link I go to, it's gone.
Yeah.
So
they find you. Like, that's the magic of the algorithms. It's like, you just need to like things and go on Facebook.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're the cat's meow.
Exactly. And the reason they do that is because they want you to buy now. Like, click in. You're buying now because it's going to be gone in 12 hours, even though you can probably find it somewhere else on the internet. So.
You're a beautiful boy. Thank you very much for that. Thanks for the weekly check-in. What are we going to do about him?
God damn it, it is on Hulu. DJ Kento, you're right. I fucking wasted so much money.
God damn it, Nick. God
How
damn
do I not
it.
Know? I didn't even think to check Hulu. You know, I don't even check Hulu. I just figure Hulu's like the bargain bin at Blockbuster Video where you're like, oh, man, should I watch Little Italy right now for $1?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think of Hulu.
Yeah, it's fair. That is fair.
Although, to be fair, I just watched the RBG documentary on Hulu. Mm-hmm. It was fucking phenomenal. I should stop talking.
You're just having a little RBG moment,
right? Dude, gangster. She's a gangster.
She is a gangster.
She's a good.
All right. Now, this is the topic of the show, which normally I call a list of conversation. This one's not a list. It's just I need more attention being brought to a certain human being, and that human being is Cool Greg. Cool Greg in this last
week.
He's
so beautiful.
He's just been on a tear of amazing tweets. He is probably horrified that we're talking about him on the show right now. But that's not going to stop us. No, it's not going to stop
us. No, hell no.
We're going into this and we're going in hard. I've highlighted a couple of my favorite of Cool Greg's tweets at kind of Cool Greg on Twitter to show you, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've seen a couple of these, but I don't know if you've seen all of them. All right. Let's start with the classic. My Lyft driver asked if I was holding a toothbrush.
Fucking best.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck you talking about, dude? And he said, what's that in your hand? And I'm like, homie, this some string cheese. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
He then immediately replies saying, I guess you had to be there. I don't know. Shit was weird, though. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it sounds weird. Cool Greg.
And this is the beauty of Cool Greg, is that he wasn't
it's
riding
got
this.
42.
4,200 likes, 508 retweets. He's just such a genuine, pure soul.
Like when you
gotta
find,
love it.
The thing is, like, when you find something as perfect as Cool Greg, you gotta like that and retweet that shit.
You,
I retweeted it.
You really do. You really do. And then Elise actually,
this
scroll down
best.
A little bit, Kev.
Elise's response is the best.
You're not capable of making a bad tweet, CG, uh-huh. which is so true because uh-huh. everything that he says is just. You can't write it.
Nope.
You know? It's the grammar, it's the lack of grammar, it's the like
it's just, the complete and total lack of sentence structure. Punctuation. Like, but it makes sense.
It makes so much sense. It's
it
like
just
you
works.
Read it and it's like
art.
A genius writer was making a parody account, but it's not. You know, people get paid thousands of dollars for this type of quality. Cool Greg's just doing it. You
God
know, he's giving
him.
It out for free.
God bless him.
Next up. This came today. This is a hot one from this morning.
Shit.
Already at 35 retweets.
Uh-huh.
I don't respect thieves per se, but I really respect raccoons and octopuses for their instinctual thieving ways, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've had many conversations about this.
And then
Now raccoons I understand.
Oh, octopus steal shit. They
octopus
get out
steal
of the
shit?
Aquarium, steal shit, and then put it back in. And then put it into the aquarium and hide it.
How do they get what do they walk on land?
Yeah.
How do they get out of the aquarium?
Yeah. They can walk on land for a couple minutes. They plan that shit out, dude.
I don't believe this at all.
So then he responds to himself, had to Google how to spell per se. Still don't know if I got it right.
Yeah, but
Greg Miller replies, you'll respect the grabbler. Greg Geddes goes, what the fuck is a grabbler?
Yeah.
Which is so goddamn good. Then there's an alternate take on this, Kevin, of this thread that's next up that I wanted to read.
Okay.
Scroll up. So my brother says, I don't respect thieves, blah, blah, blah. I had to Google it, whatever. John Drake replies saying per se, P-U-R-R, like a cat would say.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Geddes goes, oh, shit, I didn't even think about spelling it with the U. Little, like, facepalm emoji. Whatever, I was close enough. Cool Greg emoji hands. John goes, no, you spelled it right. I'm just saying per se is how per se is pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Geddes replies, you know how drunk I be, John Drake. Why you play with me right now?
Yeah. Not right now, though, just RN, like registered nurse. And that's the best.
God, this is just so good.
God, I love it.
Moving on a bit. I don't know how much juice the crossing guard lady really got, but she be telling me to cross on red light sometimes, and I don't be knowing what to do.
Yeah, that's the problem with these. The problem with the crossing guard ladies is you can't
so
tell
good.
If they're sanctioned or unsanctioned. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who certified these people to tell you what, like, to keep your life in their hands? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want this to be a whole new section called Threads. With Cool Greg,
uh-huh.
We just go through all of his Twitter threads.
See, they're not. It's not all gold. He is just a human being.
Uh-uh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-uh. He's more than a human being.
He is more.
He sees the world in a way that none of us can, and that's why we love him. That's what real art is about. That's why we all like Banksy, because he shows us the world in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
Cool Greg is the Banksy of our generation.
That's what I've been saying since day one.
He's the Banksy of Twitter.
There's more, believe it or not.
Oh, I do believe it.
I'm trying to be mean, but you would think Cookie Crisp cereal being eaten dry without milk would taste more like cookies than it really does.
I got him. It doesn't. It needs the milk to moisturize it.
And now the thing that I love about the thing that like Gia laughed out loud for about 5 minutes about this when she read it. She's like, I ain't trying to be mean. She's like, not only did he not at Cookie Crisp or anything, he's like putting it out there that he's not trying to insult the cereal.
This is not an insulting criticism. This is just an observational criticism. And there's a difference between that. And you know, honestly, young Nick Scarpino, super overweight young Nick Scarpino, has made this observation multiple times. Mm-hmm. Did it stop me from eating an entire box when I was a kid?
No.
Fuck no. Fuck no. Because I eat Cookie Crisp and I feel like a giant. That's what you have to do.
Oh my God!
Like, is there this. Another one?
What's
up? Oh, just the response that down here.
Oh yeah. Then there's another one.
Yeah, let's see.
It's two more. It looks like.
I'm gonna cry the day Lil Wayne cuts off his dreads. Gonna be harder than the day Ludacris cut off his braids for real.
Wow.
And while on the topic, I miss Purple Dreads' Lil Pump. That was top tier pump.
That was top tier pump. That was. That's. I call it classic pump. At mm-hmm. this point, mm-hmm. classic Lil Pump.
Classic. But that was amazing. Lil Pump. Yes. And then the final one. This wasn't even like a tweet that he did like publicly. This was just at mentions to me and Gia. Watch the video first.
Oh my God. What is that?
It's an otter.
Is that an otter?
That's so cute.
It's just an otter just fucking eating.
Why is he eating like laying down in the most comfortable?
Is he eating cat food?
He's eating like a rich Roman.
Yeah, oh my God.
Very accurate.
Well, because what is he has doing? A friend
too. Oh, his friends over there chilling.
Where did they come from? I want one.
You can't have them.
So Cool Why Greg, not? Cool Greg tweets at me and Gia just saying, fuck a child. Let's go three ways on one of these bad boys. That is when you guys are ready to settle down and start building our family, of course.
Yeah.
And then scroll down a bit more. Gia says, I'm still trying to figure out how to respond to this. Greg goes, don't respond. Just look at them. Majestic like a unicorn, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out the use of the word three-way when it let's go three-way on a child. I think there might have been a better way to phrase that. Maybe some punctuation would be or a different like maybe we'll go halvesies on a kid. You know, that's what I meant. But that's great.
But there's three of them.
So ladies and gentlemen, Cool Greg is a national treasure.
God bless
Follow him.
Let's
him
give a round of applause.
Yeah, round of applause. At kind of funny Cool Greg on Twitter.
You know what kills me is that I always look at his following. I'm like, he should have at least another 100,000 people on top of this.
Another million people there.
He's one of those guys that I look at. I'm like, I would not be surprised if he had a million followers.
You know how embarrassed he is about this and how much he hates it because he didn't even pop in.
Uh-uh.
You know?
No, he's just cleaning his desk right now.
Yeah.
He hates this so much.
Hates it so much.
I respect how much he cleans his desk.
He's got the whenever shit gets dirty, I point to Cool Greg's desk and I'm like, everyone needs to be like Cool Greg.
Everyone needs to be
this
like
respect,
Cool Greg, dude.
In this regard.
All right. Now it's time for my favorite segment of the show, Clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
Where we go to Zerknet.com, look at the front page, choose one of them, and take bets on how many pages we have to click through to get through the article.
Yeah.
Bring it up, Kevin. Let's see.
First off, I'm shocked that we have not talked about Will Smith's Aladdin look on this
Is
show.
Is there much to say?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's a lot to say.
Well, what do you have to say?
It's terrible.
Is it terrible?
It's terrible.
What else could it be?
It could just be Will Smith. It could literally just be Will Smith.
People
He's a genie.
Mad when they did
he
that
can look
too.
Whatever yeah. he like. Look, he can look like whatever he needs to look like.
It just looks so uncanny
so
valley.
Bad.
It doesn't look good. Not only that, why aren't people talking about how bad Jafar looks?
Genie's look to me is the least of this trailer or this promo, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Why do they keep putting out broke ass things for Aladdin?
I like, think it's bad.
They
I think they just don't know
why
what
would
to
they
do
a cover with him when he's not blue? That's fucking weird. If he's gonna end up,
I
being
think
blue.
The original plan was to not have him blue, and then so many people complained.
There's no way.
No.
My guess is he's blue for a little bit, and then not blue for the rest
of
the movie.
Confirm that was not the original plan.
Really?
Because even in the article, they said like he's gonna be blue. Don't worry.
Interesting.
But it's like, why put him on a cover then?
Because the blue looks like it was added last second.
The CG shit in this movie looks horrible. Like this, I hate the look of it. I'm still excited for the movie.
No.
But Jesus Christ, man, why does it look so low budget? It's Disney.
I have no idea, but this is like, I'm not looking forward to this. I just, we'll see. It's Will Smith. Will Smith is usually hit, a little less missed. Excuse me, I just swallowed a goldfish the wrong way. you know, for every Bad Boys, there's always, you know, a Hitch back there somewhere.
Are you hating on Hitch?
I did not like Hitch.
What? Oh, dude, you're wrong about this one.
Yeah, I don't know,
History
will
not remember you cutting.
Hitch is just...
Fantastic.
He plays a character that's just a complete unlikable idiot in that movie.
Yeah,
and he has zero chemistry with Ava Mendez Zero.
No, but like
I don't think anybody can have chemistry with infamous. Yeah.
One person can. Ryan Gosling, bite your fucking tongue. But he married her and knocked that up.
Dude,
he went three-way on a kid with her.
The zero chemistry was very much part of the like character.
Yeah, until they were supposed to fall in love and still had zero chemistry. And then you're like, this might just be bad casting. The movie's just poorly written too. I digress. Will Smith is a phenomenal actor, and most of the time I love his movies. But
Genie is a tough role to
very tough
to get in the shoes of.
Yeah.
And I feel like Robin Williams, obviously, he's iconic. You can't beat that. But I do feel like Will Smith can add his own vibe to it that is going to make it a good take and a fun take on Genie.
I don't know about this.
Jafar makes
I have zero interest in this. What does Jafar look like in this? I don't even remember.
Bad.
What's
bad.
It look like?
He really looks bad. He doesn't look like a creepy old dude.
We'll Google him. Let me see. Jafar.
Jesus. All right, give me a second.
I'll do it. You can keep talking. Jafar. How do you spell Jafar?
J-A-F-A-R.
Live action. Oh, God.
I feel like they might have made this low budget because they were probably scared of what the return would be, so they didn't want to waste too much money.
Oh, my God. Jafar's fucking hot. This guy's jacked.
They didn't make this movie low budget.
This guy's the best looking Jafar I've ever seen in my life. Look at this guy.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not low budget. It just looks low budget.
But he's not evil or old looking.
No, he's sexy. He's got those eyes that
stay away from my wife, Jafar. If he wants to marry Jasmine, why wouldn't she be all in?
I would be in.
He got them fuck me eyes.
He does.
I'd fucking three way on Jafar, on his kid. Or whatever Cool Greg was talking about.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Three-way on a kid has got to be a new
series. Look, this is what I'm saying. I feel like Will Smith blew for the beginning of it, and then they just let him be not blue the rest of the time.
No,
and I'd be okay with that.
He's going to be blue the entire time, I'm sure.
I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a mix.
You should let him just be not blue.
Because he needs to be walking around the town and shit, and he can't be blue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see about this.
I don't fucking know.
We'll see.
All right. Go back to Zergnet.
You see this guy's chest, man?
Yeah, he's fucking jacked.
Crazy.
Look at those veins. It's like they drew him in. All right. Go back to Zergnet. Now, here's what I'm going to say. Anytime there's an article with Kevin, we got to click on it.
Nope. That's one page, dude.
What, the Post Malone?
Yeah. God, it is disturbing how much Post Malone looks like.
Only when Kevin had the Peruvian Wolverine hair.
Yeah,
when Kevin
could
pull it back into a ponytail, it was. Spitting image of Post Malone.
That's one step away from being Milk Mommy right there.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. What are we going to click on today?
Let's see. Well, Ariana Grande is a given, but we already did some stuff with her a couple weeks ago, so screw that. 24 vegan casserole recipes to feed a crowd. That's easy. It's going to be 24 pages at least.
I feel like the 15 upcoming Japanese RPGs from 2019 is deceptive.
It is deceptive.
Where do you see that?
I think I'm most interested in the people Barack and Michelle Obama dated before they got married.
That's weird.
Oh, wow.
How many pages?
Let's do that one. I say, I'm going to say 15.
I'm going to say 9.
I'm going to say 7.
Damn, I was going to say 7.
7's a good answer.
All right, I'll say 12.
Cool.
A bear, let me get one more goldfish.
All right, this one comes from thelist.com. We're on page 1.
Page 1.
Page 2. Oh, they haven't even gotten to the people. Now this is just 3 pages of who they were.
Oh, man. 4, 5, 6. Oh, man, this is not.
Michelle
actually
had 2 long-term boyfriends? Damn.
Oh, man, 7. She really liked someone. That doesn't count. 8. Michelle and the jock named Kevin.
Oh, I hate these people.
9. Yes. Did I get it? Damn it.
Oh, yes, you did.
9.
9. We're so dumb.
The winner is still champion.
Gotta love it, man.
That was great.
That was clickbait.
Great.
All right. Now it is time for... So Drew Feister wrote in and said, why isn't Fun Clips called You Want to Show Us Stuff? And I actually like that. This is You Want to Show Us Stuff.
There you go.
Where you get to send us in fun clips. Brought to you by the bronze members on patreon.com/kindoffunny. If you are a bronze member or above, you get to send us fun clips. We'll watch them on the show. This... One is brought to you by DJ Kento, who says, what's up?
I respect people in the chat trying to pick how many pages it was.
Yeah.
Got a lot of people guessing.
It's good, man. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Kento says, holy fucking shit, the Cybertronic Spree. It's a really fucking good band that happens to dress in very good Transformers cosplay.
Sure, why not?
And they absolutely rocked the ever-living fuck out of Immigrant Song. Yeah, the Thor song. We'll watch this for a second. These guys have been blowing up the last couple weeks. They're fantastic. Yeah.
These guys are great.
Shockwave, are you ready? Drive the ship to new lands to fight the hordes.
So dumb.
Cross
awesome.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, holy you should shit. Check them out. The, wow, that's the really cool. Cybertronic Spree. If you two,
those costumes are amazing.
They're amazing. They've done the Pokemon theme song. They've done this. They're great. They're fantastic.
What character would you be if you were a Transformer?
Soundwave, dude.
Hell yeah, you would.
Soundwave. He's blue. You got the music.
I like to be Starscream.
Yeah.
Because he was the dumbest character. He was obviously the wussiest, but the name Starscream is the coolest fucking name ever.
Thing in the entire world.
That's awesome.
You gotta love it.
Also, he's like scheming and
he's great.
Smart. He's slimy as fuck. Starscream. I feel like I fit right in.
Starscream.
Starscream is the coolest name ever.
Period.
If you came up with Starscream, you won.
To come up with something cooler than Starscream.
Starscream.
It's impossible.
That's a badass name.
Impossible. Michael Bozanban says, imagine being able to fly a drone like this.
Oh my God.
Wait, hold on. Oh, this is the, okay.
Yeah, it's a video.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's watch it, baby. Holy shit. That guy is Tokyo drifting like a motherfucker right now.
It's just dope, man. Can you believe what drones allow us to get?
That's really cool.
Yeah, this footage is beautiful. Hell, it makes me want to get a drone.
Like, that is so freaking cool. Before, people had to get helicopters and shit.
Yeah, it was
thousands of dollars to get shots that are subpar at the end of the day.
And now, Sean Finnegan can just buy a drone and fly it over beaches.
And just get these fucking lions.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
That lion just took that fucking thing out.
He's like, hello, my face.
All right.
This is repeating.
That's really cool. This is awesome.
All right, that was really cool.
Echo Chloe in the chat says, Starscream's my fucking boyfriend.
Starscream is dope.
Dennis J sends this one in.
Echo Chloe, that's the girl that did the one.
The General video. Grievous thing. Yeah, she has a thing for robotic bad guys.
She sure does. But also,
damn, my chat died. Hold on.
Her description on Twitter is so good.
What the fuck?
All right, ready?
Yep.
My computer you ready?
Is completely frozen.
Over the last 2 years, hundreds have landed in the Summit County Medical Examiner's office.
My brother used to break in our house and steal the TV.
But now he's dead.
Wow.
Was that real?
Okay.
Dude, why is he so excited to say that?
That escalated quickly.
Let's watch it again.
My brother.
Over the last 2 years, hundreds have landed in the Summit County Medical Examiner's office.
My brother used to break in our house and steal the TV.
But now he's dead.
Yeah. You feel like there's probably more to that sentence that they cut off?
Probably.
But they were like, but he got clean. Like, maybe he said something like that, and now he's not. He's dead. He's
super dead. This is my bottom one so far.
Jeff Corkle. This is the Floor is Lava final boss.
Ready?
Oh, she looks like she's a climber. How far do you think Kevin would get on this?
No. I think further than you expect.
Let's try it. God. We have one of these chairs. Yeah, she's definitely a rock climber. Look at her arms. Yeah, Jesus sure. Christ, she's jacked.
God, this is so cool, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The fact that the chair's not tipping over is insane.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's got great balance.
So freaking cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Good
that's
for really her. Cool.
Good that's, for like her. Rock, that's like advanced rock climbing shit.
Was that a Windows?
Pizza Bagel sends this one in.
Does this have a time code or?
What's up? It's 5 seconds.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, skip to 4.5 seconds, Kev.
But... All right, ready?
Sooner, the Squish Time Club put the floor.
I just took him out.
You stupid fucking shit, Donald Duck.
Dumbass Donald
Duck. God damn it, I hate you. Where are the damn ingredients?
Oh, what are these things?
This one was selling by Elefante 14.
What is it?
Here we go. Ready?
What has he got? Pug. Don't step on the pug.
I'm not going to step on the pug.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was adorable.
Oh my God. I want a pug so bad.
Mike Toundrow, best friend, sent this one in. He says, my cat sheds a lot, so one day I tried a lint roller on him.
Oh my God, what the hell is this going to be like? I don't think you're supposed to do this to cats. That was amazing. That's something that I could definitely see Kevin accidentally doing.
Accidentally doing. Matt Miller writes this one in.
Sorry.
Corgi riding a horse. You can't get more fun.
How is does he get on? How did he get on there? That's not a horse, though. That's another mini horse, like a mini like a pony. It's the corgi of ponies, or the, of horses. That was amazing.
Let me see the caption of this one, Kev.
Okay.
A woman was shocked to discover her neighbor's corgi was sneaking onto her property at night and riding her pony.
That is amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, man, you gotta love it.
How did it get? How does it get on there, you think? Someone had to put the fucking corgi on the thing.
Yeah,
corgis can only jump approximately half a foot in the fucking air.
True.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, if you believe, you will succeed.
Maybe there's some sort of like little thing that the corgi can climb onto.
I'm gonna call a conspiracy on this. I think that woman put that thing on the corgi to get 10 million views and get Instagram famous.
This comes from Dave Schaffensen, who says, "For the best guys in town." Yeah. I think that's us.
I don't know.
They're the best guys in town to let you give them a hard time.
Richard, thank you. That's very kind of you to say that.
Okay. Oh, man. It didn't have me. It didn't have me.
I knew it was coming. I've had more than one or two run-ins with people on the street, and that's generally how those... That's generally how those end.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay, so D. Ruse writes that in with this one, says, what if Johnny Ace was a WWE superstar?
Yeah.
This is a long video, but the intro, it's a wrestler's entrance. This is the NXT debut. This is a guy, Eric Bugenhagen, who's a new up-and-comer. And let me tell you, Nick,
yeah,
his entrance is impressive.
Is he great?
Yeah.
Cool.
It is very Johnny Ace.
Bugenhagen. That's a hell of a last name. I love it.
You know Johnny better than I do.
I do know John.
Just screaming.
Yeah, he's great. This guy's great. He's gonna be a superstar. The Ace approves.
Yeah.
The Ace approves. He's watching the show right now. He just texted me.
Right when it should be over, it just keeps going.
That's what I would do. If I were ever if I were ever a WWE wrestler, I would be all intros, entrances, and then just leave. Yeah. I would never wrestle ever.
It's still going.
Yeah.
It's still going.
Well, they had to get their money's worth on this song. I'm sure it wasn't cheap.
All right. God,
that's awesome.
It. God fucking
that was amazing.
Love it.
Eric Bugenhagen. He's my new favorite wrestler.
Word of the day
today. Bugenhagen.
Comes from Vitz Patel. He wrote in and says, a word of the day suggestion, if I may. Contronym. That's Contronym.
Great game in the 80s. Loved it. Great NES game.
It's when a word has two meanings, often the opposite. Screen, which means to show a film, but also to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Fast, which means quick. But also to stop.
To not do something, yeah.
Bound, which means to restrain or fasten down, but also heading somewhere.
Mm.
Interesting stuff.
Wow. Cool. What is the word again?
Contronym.
Yeah, never using that word again.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Word of the day. Leave it in the chat. Leave it in the description of the YouTube video. Contronym. And let us know your favorite word that is a contronym.
Did you just say leave it in the description of the video?
Leave it in the chat.
I don't know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Okay. I said chat. No, it threw my head off. Then it fucked everything up. Leave it in the comments.
Tim's been on camera for a while. Let's let him go.
It's been a solid 40 minutes. An hour and two minutes.
We have nothing
this
else going
this
on
just got in. All right. Now it's time for the chat room. Let's talk to y'all beautiful motherfuckers here.
Chat room.
I'm slacking Andy and seeing if he wants to roast these goldfish.
Bear, can I have
your special.
Dear Andy, thanks again for those goldfish. There's some left if you want some.
Contronym.
These are for Andy.
Game Kid Mad City says contronym.
Them. Please just get one.
No. Ignacio Rojas in the chat, as always, calling you an old fogey. At least I assume he's talking to you.
I'm sure he is. Yeah. Let's see here. My computer shit the bed on me, so I'm coming back into the chat right now.
Ant-Man 0208 says, Nick, did you watch the UFC fights on Saturday?
I did not, unfortunately. I had other stuff to do, but I saw that Anderson Silva fought and lost the cannon. He just needs to retire. It's just time.
Was it close?
No, I don't think so. It was, I mean, he made it to the third round. I guess it went to a decision, but Anderson Silva used to be like 34-1, and now he's like 34-9. He just keeps losing fights. And to, in my opinion, he's one of the greatest fighters ever. So we should just kind of stop before he starts to kill that legacy. But I guess he got kids to feed. Let's see.
Branda says, anyone watch Russian Doll yet? It's awesome.
That show looks weird as fuck. It's like Groundhog's Day, but with Natasha Lyonne, I think is her name. The girl from Orange is the New Black. I almost started watching over the weekend, but the trailer started. I was like, oh, this looks pretty funny. Then it goes really weird and dark, and I'm like, nope, don't want to deal with this. It's like every Netflix show right now has to be Ozark, and I can't deal with that.
Oh my God,
Ozark's it's just
so
too
good.
Much. Barrett.
I was about to watch it, but instead I watched Happy Death Day.
Okay.
Very fun.
Right?
Very fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait for Happy Death Day to you, dude. Let's go, baby. DH Canada says that NXT entrance you showed was actually his encore. The crowd loved him so much that after his match, he came back out.
Yeah, he did. He's the best.
Oh, that's amazing.
Good for him.
Let's see. What else we got in the chat here?
Axel360 says, Tim, do you think you'll go see the Code Geass movie when it comes here? It's getting rave reviews. Kevin, May 6th, the Code Geass movie, the sequel series, is in theaters in English. We got to go. One night only.
Zero Spacer in the chat said,
it's
I've been watching.
A movie?
It's a movie.
Code Geass.
There's been some really upsetting things going on. So the movie that's season three. There's been three other movies that were taking the story of seasons one and two and condensing it.
Oh, yeah.
Also made a lot of changes. This movie is a sequel to those movies, not to the
show. Are those movies out anywhere? One and two?
They're out in Japan. And I think you can get them online somewhere. I'm not sure about the legality of it, but you can watch them if you wanted to.
Sure,
why not?
They make some really bad changes. I
don't
know about this.
TobyBlue277 says, Nick, did you watch the Grammys? No. I don't traditionally watch the Grammys. I'm not crazy into music, but I do love seeing like all the weird stuff that comes out of them. Cool Greg, I walked in today. He's like, Jay-Z won a Grammy. So he was very excited about that.
Very hyped about
that. That was good. That's about as much as I know. Let's see. Someone was mentioning they're watching True Detective. Zero Spacer said, I've been watching True Detective Season 3. It's fire. Season 3 kind of hit, and everyone's like, oh, it's really good. And then I haven't really heard too much about it. Mm. Everyone seems to unanimously love season three, but I don't think it just doesn't have that impact like that, the first season has. Yeah.
Andy keeps talking about it.
Like Andy won't shut up about
it. Nobody listens. Do you listen to Andy when he talks?
Let's do a couple more. Marco Hutchins says, Tim, are you on Debatable again this week? Any special guest on Gamescast? Nick Scarpino will be joining us on Gamescast.
I will.
For
I'm going to pop in a little
to talk
bits.
About a little Far Cry New Dawn.
Yeah, it's
gonna be
great.
That's exciting. And I am not on Debatable this week. Do you know who is on Debatable?
I have a guess as to which people in the office right now will be joining us on Debatable. And I don't know if we're leaving that as a surprise, but one's name starts with Troy and the other one starts with Nolan.
Yeah,
and it's
going to
be great.
Very exciting. Very
and the topic
stuff.
Of, we're pre-recording obviously this week because the guys were kind enough to come in on their day off. But the topic this week is going to be freaking hilarious. You guys are going to definitely want to tune in for this one on Thursday.
What's the topic?
I don't know if I want to spoil that for people. I want people to watch live because it's going to be really good. I'll tell you off air, Kevin.
Let's right. see what else we got here.
Actually, you know what? I will spoil it for people because obviously that's good promotion. I believe the topic today is Goldblum versus walk-in movies.
Jesus.
And it's going to be great. That's going to be the
those
top 10
two
list.
Gentlemen, that's going to be.
Yeah,
that's
going to be very, very awesome.
And then the final thing for the day
Nasir
is.
Ross said, we know the topic. Everyone knows the topic.
Nick's Under Fire says, will you guys review Battle Angel Alita? Kevin and I are going to go see it this week at some point. You're welcome to join too if you'd like.
They made one mistake. They should have just cast Anna Taylor-Joy as Alita. She already has the eyes.
It a day.
And call it a day.
I'm all about Rosa Salazar, though. I'm excited she's getting
I like Rosa Salazar. She's great, but those eyes are fucking. I don't want to see that movie ever.
Kevin and I are going to watch it. Well, maybe we'll talk about it. I don't know if we're going to see it before screencast. So,
I mean, I'd be down to go see it on Thursday.
We'll have to look into the logistics of it. It's not playing in a lot of places.
Smashing Success just says cum gum.
That are AMC compliant, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, AMC theaters.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. I love you all so much. This has been a great episode of Internet Explorers.
I liked it.
Until next time, I love you.